This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers, my sisters, I'm going to continue from where I left off. We were saying the days are not all the same in terms of virtue in the eyes of Allah, nor are the nights. The months are not the same. So if you were to be asked which is the most sacred of all months, the answer is Ramadan. If you were to be asked which is the most blessed of all the nights, the answer is the night of Qadr, the night of power or decree. If you were to be asked which is the best day of the year as Muslims, what do we believe? Well, the best day is the day of Arafah, without a doubt. If you were to be asked which nights are the best in terms of a set of 10 nights, you would say the last 10 nights of Ramadan. If you were to be asked which days are the best 10 days in the year, you would have to say the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Now, where do we get this from? We get it from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, where he speaks about what the Prophet ﷺ said. He says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ. There are no days wherein which good deeds are more loved by Allah except or than the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشْرِ. There are no days besides these 10 wherein Allah loves good deeds more. So this would mean do as many good deeds as you can during the day. Which days? These 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Now, this is something amazing because the Prophet ﷺ has taught us about these 10 days. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their virtue in a certain way in the Quran. If you look at the oaths that are taken by Allah Almighty, He doesn't take an oath except by that which is extremely important and He wants to highlight something about it. And only Allah is allowed to take an oath with those things. As for us, we're not allowed to take an oath except by Allah. مَنْ كَانَ حَالِفًا فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever is going to take an oath should only take an oath by Allah. It is prohibited to take an oath by your mother, your son, your father, whoever else it may be. Haram. You should not do that. You know, some people take an oath on their father or their son or child, etc. That's not allowed. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَا تَحْلِفُوا بِآبَائِكُمْ. Don't take an oath on your fathers. If you're going to take an oath, take it on Allah, with the name of Allah, no one else's name. As for Allah, He can take an oath on what He wishes because He is the Creator. So He has taken an oath on so many things or with so many things. One of them, He says in Surah Al-Fajr, Wal-Fajr, He swears by daybreak, He swears by the Fajr. The oath, He takes an oath and He says, Wal-Layalin Ashr, He swears by the 10 days. 10 days of what? Go back to what the Sahaba have said, what the Mufassirin and translators and experts of the revelation have said. They've all said they are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah's taking an oath by them. He hasn't even taken an oath by Ramadan, but He's taken an oath here by the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So this goes to show that there are no days wherein which Allah loves good deeds more than these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Don't confuse Ramadan. I told you earlier, Ramadan, the nights are powerful. Dhul-Hijjah, the days are extremely powerful. Okay, Allah loves them. Why Allah loves them is a topic on its own. And at times we know, at times we don't know. But Allah wants you to engage in worship. It's a season. It is depicting the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the most loved unto Allah. So remember that Allah wants you to do things that He did in order to understand the lesson from it and to gain piety and closeness to Allah as a result. And this is why the best of the days is the day of Arafah, and it is a sunnah to fast on that day, the day of Arafah, for those who are not in Hajj. And on that day, if you were to fast, you will get a reward of the sins, the minor sins of the current year as well as the next year wiped out. Minor sins wiped out of the current year and the coming year. So that's 2 years of sins wiped out. By doing what? By fasting on the day of Arafah for a person who's not in Hajj. If you're in Hajj, it's not a sunnah. You shouldn't fast on the day of Arafah. But if you're not in Hajj, you should try that. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah, wherever you are, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah. May Allah grant us the ability to fast on that day, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Let's make an intention from now, and let's understand we definitely need to do what would please Allah during these days. May Allah bless you all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.